Good morning. It is 9:08 here as we continue on Wednesday. And joining us in the studio, we have a Coffeyville Chamber Director, Candy Westbrook. Good morning, Candy. How's it going?
Hi. Good morning. Doing great.
Good deal. Fresh off of business over breakfast. Yes. You said it was a packed house?
It was a packed house. No seats available. And we had a big lineup of speakers. So a lot of good stuff today. So yeah, I'll start us off with that. So we have the hospital. CRMC was our sponsor today, and they were sharing some announcements and about different programs and services, but especially the exciting news that they just came out, the pharmacy is now open. So now you can go into your doctor's office, and then you literally walk 2 feet down the hall, and there's a pharmacy right there for you. So they were excited about that and love having that new service here in town. We also have the Jobs for American Graduates from the high school. They brought out students from all over the county, actually. We had Caney and Independence and Coffeyville and a whole bunch of students there just kind of presenting a little bit about what they do in that program. And it's really a strong program. I love it. So they were there. Then we also had Eric Stafford, and he is the president of the Kansas Chamber of Commerce. So he came down and talked a little bit about what all happened in Topeka this year with the legislation. And he did talk a lot about some of the things they're working on to try to help with workforce. And specifically, it kind of worked out well because the JAG was there, but about just future careers and employability and kind of where the state is on that. So we're trying to work on growing Kansas, basically the residents, so that we can have more to employ. But one thing that I thought was really interesting, Kansas is ranked number one in the most positive regulatory climate for business. So if we can get the businesses to come, it's a great environment. We just got to get them here, and then we'll have hopefully more workforce for them. So the city was also there today, and they were talking about the new outage program that they have. So instead of trying to call in and tie up the lines, now they've got a thing you can just text in that you've got an outage. They've also got this map that you can get on, so you can find anywhere in the city of what's out and what's, you know, average time. Of course, we have one of the most reliable electric companies, so our outage time I think is something like 58 minutes, but it's super quick. So kudos to the city. I think that's awesome that we have that. So a few other announcements from everybody that was there today. Today at 11:30 over in Independence is a State of the Workforce Luncheon, and that's put on by Montgomery County Action Council. It's only $20, but all employers or just anybody wanting to know about workforce and how do we improve workforce can go to that. Call this morning, though, and just make sure you RSVP. You can call Montgomery County Action Council for that. This Sunday at 7 p.m. is the baccalaureate service, and that's something Coffeyville used to do years ago, and they just started it back up the last couple of years. So I'm excited to have that back, and that is, again, at 7 p.m. this Sunday. Of course, this weekend is also graduations, so we got our high school, we got our college, everybody graduating, and summer's just around the corner. Here we go, so excited about that. There's a ribbon cutting coming up on May 13th over in Independence, but it's the new K-State Extension Office. I don't know how about the rest of the state, but I feel like we have a really strong and engaged K-State Extension Office. They do a lot for our county.
Oh, they do, yeah.
They're in every event and very involved, and so it was exciting to see that. We also had Sonic there today. They were giving out coupons. I should have brought you one.
Sorry. Oh, come on.
Darn it, I know. But they were talking about last summer they put in a new patio, so that's open for anybody to use, but they even said that you can book it for like a birthday party or something like that. So if you just want to go have a party at Sonic, you can. So I thought that was kind of neat to have. So those were all the main announcements from the business over breakfast. Like I said, a lot of people there, a lot of good stuff, but I've got some other good things to share. First of all, we have the business spotlight of the month, and that is Tractor Supply. And they are one that's just always giving back to the community. Everything from they've been hosting pet adoption days, I love that, to supporting lots of groups and organizations. So, plus, I love that every season there's something different in there to shop for. So you never know what you're going to see when you get in there. Right now, it's, of course, gardening and plants and all that good stuff. But anyway, excited to have them as our spotlight of the month. Now, shifting gears, something similar, we also started up something called Favorite Fridays. These are staff picks and some of our favorite places and why we like them and why they're so unique. And so this past week, it was Caulfield Feed and Farm. Of course, most people know them as the place to go for like farm supplies and pet food and livestock. And they absolutely have all those things. But I reminded everybody there's a few other things you probably don't know. I love to go in there. They've got really nice jewelry. They've got boots, shirts, kids' toys. And they also have farm fresh beef. So they take it directly from their farm and bring it into the store. So if you want really good quality homegrown beef, stop in there. But of course, what I love the most is the people. They're just, it's one of the reasons I moved back to Coffeyville, is just being able to go into a place and just have them know your name and treat you like family and just have that customer service that you usually don't get in the big cities. So shout out to them. Now you're asking, or I did have somebody ask me this, what is the difference between your spotlight and your favorite Fridays? Just another way that we recognize wonderful businesses in Coffeyville. But our spotlight is all month long, and it's just a way for us to recognize different businesses. But the Friday picks is more kind of personal. We wanted to say, what do we like, our staff, and highlight unique things in our community that we don't always remember is here. So kind of way to shop local. Okay, some save the date things. We do have a couple different workshops coming up, and I forgot to bring the paper on all of them. But we do have today, I'm looking at my calendar. Tomorrow we have QuickBooks, I believe. And then we have coming up is a AI workshop. We also have one on customer service, and then we have professional headshots. So just our way to help our businesses in any way we can. So we're doing a whole plethora of workshops coming up this summer. So if you're interested, jump on our community calendar. We have them all listed. But just like I said, a way to kind of help out. As I said, big shout out to all the graduations coming up. Something else that's coming up this weekend is Mother's Day. And so if you are looking for a gift for Mother's Day or for one of the graduates, trying to remind everybody that we have Chamber Bucks. So it's a great way to give a gift if you're like, I don't know what to give them. They have everything or just not sure. Give them Chamber Bucks because they can use them in like 20 different stores. So a great little gift idea. So stop by the Chamber and we'd love to help you out with that. Okay, some announcements from our community and our members. The Coffeyville Rec is offering free youth tennis camp this summer, and it'll be in June, and 8th through the 12th, and that'll be 6 to 7:30 p.m. at LeClaire Park Tennis Courts. And it's really cool because it's in honor of Gail Mish, and it's sponsored by the Community Foundation. They wanted to have a camp that was just free for any youth, and so it's ages 10 through 18. So I'm excited about that, but call the Coffeyville Rec, and they can get you signed up for that. Kudos and thank you. The Coffeyville Junior Advisory Council awarded the Native American Fellowship with a donation that they can use towards their youth culture program. So one program helping another, and I love it when our community does that and comes together. I already said about the new retail. I was getting ready to say about the new retail pharmacy, but they announced it during the breakfast. So if you don't know where it's at, it's right across from the hospital, and that's at 1411 West 4th. So just a great new addition. The Thistle Quilt Shop is featuring a Southeastern Regional Grand Prize during their All Kansas and Nebraska Shop Hop. So this is a program where quilters will travel all kinds of different shops in Kansas, Nebraska area. And then the more places to go, the more they get entered. But specifically for our shop, they're having a $350 giveaway. So a basket of all kinds of goodies. So stop by Thistle Quilt Shop all the month of May. And then another shout out, this was pretty neat to see, the Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas awarded almost $100,000 in grants to projects here in our county. So they did $50,000 to the city of Coffeyville to expand UP Park. And we've been talking about this for a while, but now it's going to move forward and happen. And they're going to be putting some more green space, some lights, some benches, and just kind of make that whole area a place to hang out. And then they also did USD 445's farm to school program. They received $25,000 to update the greenhouse. So I love that our high school has their own little greenhouse. So pretty neat. And then finally, a few different things. Leadership Caulfield applications are now open. So I'm reminding everybody, get your applications in. Don't miss the deadline on that. This is a great way just to kind of, maybe you are new to town, maybe you've been here your whole life, but you really want to learn more about Caulfield. So what we offer, our opportunities, even some of the challenges, and then just learning a little bit about how to be an effective leader. So great program, and you can go out to leadershipcaulfield.com, and the application's right there, or call me and I can send it to you. So I often do a job of the week, but today we're doing a volunteer opportunity of the week. So we thought, if we don't have a job, let's highlight the volunteers. The Veterans Memorial Park Association is looking for volunteers on Memorial Day, now weather permitting, but to assist with the flags in honor of the veterans. So you're going to meet at 6 p.m. at the Veterans Patio over on Rest Lawn Cemetery. And that'll help raise the flags, and then at 4 o'clock, they'll take them down. So if you or a youth group or some organization wants to help, they would love the help on that. And again, that'll be 6 a.m. in the morning for you early birds, and then 4 p.m. at the end. Okay, just a few more things about dates that we have coming up. May 9th is the Spring and December Craft Fair, and that'll be at the Caulfield Rec. And it's all days, 9 to 4. They're going to have food trucks there and tons of vendors, so great thing to do. Then also on the 9th is live music downtown, and this is featuring hometown Jeff Monk. That'll be at the Crest Event Center. There's a $10 cover charge, and it's for 18 and older. Coming up after that, we have May 14th is bingo at Cedar Bluff Camp. The 14th is also the mother-daughter tea party at the rec. And then a big date we have coming up on the 19th, the Caulfield's hosting a legislative wrap-up. So we're going to have Senator Peck and Representative Bryce, and that'll be at 5:30 at the Caulfield Reawakening Building on 9th Street. And just a great way to find out what's happening in Caulfield, specifically as it relates to kind of what all happened in Topeka this year, what's still hoping to happen. It was one of those sessions where they were so packed. So many things they had on the docket this year. I don't know how they kept up with all of it. But whatever they didn't get accomplished, I know they're bringing them back next year. So they're going to be talking all about that. And then something fun coming up. The first and third Saturdays at 7 p.m. is going to be cruise nights. Those are starting back up now that it's getting warmer. Although you couldn't tell yesterday, it was a little cool outside. But that'll start across from Sonic. And again, that's the first and third Saturdays at 7 p.m. So those are just a few of the events that we have coming up. Again, check out our community calendar. We have lots of stuff coming up in May. And then, of course, as summer hits in June, a lot of that going on. I was going to check to see when the opening day of the pool was.
I think it's usually around Memorial Day.
That's what I thought. Yeah, uh-huh. And it kind of depends on weather and how everything's going. But that's what I think so, too. But it doesn't seem like it's...
I know. It can't be possible.
No.
But we've got the farmer's markets underway here.
Yes,
and,
that's
It's just, it's wild.
Here we go. Summertime's almost here. So, but yes, graduation's this weekend. I will just tell everybody, if you don't want to get out and you don't want to be around crowds, avoid 11th Street because Caulfield graduation will be going on. And then, of course, they'll all be going out to eat, but it'll be packed.
Yeah, and then I know we have on the 16th, there's like everything is going on there.
You said everything.
Everything. It's all at 10 a.m.
Yes, so many things going on. So, yeah, that'll be going.
All right. Well, fantastic. Well, we appreciate it, Candy. Always good to get an update here, and we'll look forward to chatting again soon.
Okay, sounds good.
That's Candy Westbrook with the Caulfield Chamber of Commerce. And straight ahead, we have more of your calls with Open Line as we continue here on KGGF.